I think it comes down to, you know, the coach and how he handles guys. And, you know, you can be a fiery coach, but you got to know when to when to lay into guys, but when to lay off. But John Tortorella is one of those guys where he's just stick. You got to give the guys some carrots. So as you move up the echelon of the social ladder in the National Hockey League as players, you earn a little bit of respect, a certain degree of respect. And when you're a top guy on the team, you don't need to be hearing a coach bark at you every single day, especially Dubois. Dubois, yeah, he has some defensive deficiencies, but he plays the game hard. He goes in the corners, he goes to the nets, he punches guys' face-offs like Wayne Simmons. But you can't have a coach that's just on you. And I can tell you that's something that's going on with Dubois, where he's like, you know what? What if I go to Montreal? They're going to treat me like a star. If I get traded somewhere else, I'm going to be treated like a star. I don't need this business in Columbus.
To me, it's just grass is always greener thing. You look around the league and you go, all right, some guys get to live in New York City. Some guys get to live in Los Angeles. There's a variety of great cities. Columbus is a nice city, but, you know, it's not one of the cities in the league. And then, you know, are we a favorite to win a Stanley Cup? No. You know, are we in the top 10? Probably not. You know, it's just...
You watch your mouth, Bourne.
I know. There's not a whole ton of reasons to be like, boy, you know, this is the spot 100% for me. They also, to Stewie's point, have a coach who barks at you and wants to play defensive and suppress those numbers. So there's lots of reasons to think, boy, if I go somewhere else, maybe my situation improves a little.
But Arash, I'll say this too. They need to start recruiting family guys. I was a city slicker as a player, as a young guy, but as a family man near the end of my career, I loved living in Carolina. I'd go back and live in Carolina now, but it's a bunch of jerks over there. And again, if you get a certain demographic of player, there's high quality players that have 2-3 kids that would love the lack of limelight in Columbus.